Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
And once again, Theme from a Summer Place introduces Mortar Memories, this week taken from the concluding 6 months of 1981. In this, our third series of 17 weekly programmes. I'm Mike Roberts with more memories created here in Malta by ordinary people and ordinary events, flavoured by the popular music of the time. And as we often do, let's start with a piece of that music from 1981. A piece, in fact, that ensured, despite the ever-changing patterns of popular music, the love song remained consistent. Here's Tom Jones and Everlasting Love.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
Life is the love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will.
No one else will feel your eyes.
Your eyes,
they tell me how much you.
Tom Jones in 1981, duetting there on his US TV show with Dionne Warwick, Everlasting Love. As July began, the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company's summer production of Much Ado About Nothing was staged in the beautiful grounds of St Anton Gardens, starring Harry Borsch, Paul Schwireb and John Suda in the lead parts. Malta's ever-active Lions Club organised a fundraising barbecue in aid of the Philanthropic Fund. Miss Maltese Nation Suzanne Gallia of St. Julian's left for New York's Madison Square Garden, where she would be participating in the Miss Universe competition. In Malta's sister island, the Gozitan American Friendship Society marked the 205th anniversary of American independence, at which Miss Lorenz Grima won the quiz competition. And Rabat sculptor Franz Gallia returned from Florence with his diploma in fine arts that he'd gained at the Florentine Academy of Belle Arti. Many people were saddened when it was announced that a planned brief visit to the island of Mother Teresa had to be cancelled. Marteza Farrugia was a winner in the 1981 Music of the Year contest, and Television Malta officially changed over to colour transmissions. On the popular music scene, Annika brought us this.
Ooh.
Annika and Japanese Boy. Malta's recently acclaimed Footballer of the Year, Lely Fabbri, continued to enjoy his newfound status when he was entertained to dinner by the Orme Friends of Sliema Wanderers. Burglars entered a tourist apartment in Bujiba and made off with all their belongings, utilising their hire car, for which the keys had been conveniently left in the holiday apartment. 65 young Maltese left for Italy to spend their free time in voluntary work for the needy. Again on the sports front, in cycling, champion Joe Ferrugia dominated the 1981 Tour of Malta. He won the Gozo Stage 2 despite the many hill climbs in the sweltering August heat. Joe Schembri, a canoeist from Senglea, was given a rousing welcome at the end of his 55-mile single-handed row from Sicily, when he completed, in 14 hours 32 minutes, the circuit. And in water polo, Malta defeated Irish side Clonard 17-6. At Nceda, a fire at the spray painting and engineering works company Invicta Works destroyed several thousand pounds worth of material. A group of 40 scouts of the first Sliema group travelled to Switzerland to join hundreds of others at the International Scout Centre, Kandersteg. Sander Manara of Sliema cabled home the news that he'd obtained his degree in medicine at the University of Wales. And a summer music hit at the time was from Squeeze. Tempted from the group Squeeze. September of 1981 saw the largest tanker to enter Malta so far berth at the tank cleaning farm at Ricasoli. it took 6 tugs to manoeuvre the British supertanker Texaco London to its point just inside Grand Harbour. The film Jaws was showing to full houses at Valletta's Ambassador Cinema. Pope John Paul's theologian, Cardinal Luigi Ciappi, arrived to preside over the festivities at Zurier, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the dedication of the parish to its patron saint. Giuseppe Mercia celebrated her 102nd birthday at home in Gozo. It was reported that she was teetotal, had never watched television, but enjoyed the radio. I wonder if she ever listened to my efforts as a boy broadcaster in Malta in the early 1960s. She'd have been a mere 82-year-old then. Never out of the news for long, Malta's famous composer Charles Camilleri was guest conductor of the Apollo Chamber Orchestra at London's Festival Hall. The occasion was the 50th birthday concert held in his honour and for his services to music. Local golfer John Ince was given a good send-off by members of the Marsa Golf Club as he left to participate in the Benson and Hedges Spanish Open. And the historic Auberge de l'Argan became the site for a permanent exhibition of Maltese products. Number one in the UK popular music charts at the time was by the group Men at Work.
Traveling in a Friday combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta run, you gotta take cover. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her.
Down Under, Men at Work. October arrived and on a perfect day, 22 yachts were ready in Marsamshet Harbour for the 14th Martini Middle Sea Race, universally recognised by then as a 634-mile classic. Five Maltese youths returned home having taken part in a nine-day, 200-kilometre international ecumenical walk from Siena to Assisi. Eddie Delicata won the men's singles title in the tennis tournament at the Marsa Sports Club. And celebrating the first anniversary of their official opening, the Marbert stores at Marsa extended their second floor to accommodate an antique department. On All Souls Day, November the 2nd, a memorial service was held at the Tabraxia Cemetery Chapel. While at the Manuel Theatre, the internationally renowned pianist John Ogden gave a recital of works by Brahms, Ravel, Chopin and Liszt. Malta's representative at the World Amateur Billiards Championship in India, Joe Grech, got off to a good start with two wins. Notary John Busutil was appointed public registrar of the courts in Gozo, and as November 1981 was drawing to a close, film showing in Sliema and Valletta were The Elephant Man at the Alhambra and The Blue Lagoon at the Colosseum. With the festive season beckoning, newspapers and shop windows alike took on the Christmas look, with enticements to participate or buy abounding. And whilst all this was happening, Kim Carnes, sounding to my ear anyway remarkably like Rod Stewart, had a hit with this.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn the music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got to take her home with her appetite. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. You when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Betty Davis' Eyes, sung there by Kim Carnes. On the people scene, three members of the Mikhalev Grimaud family, Gloriane, Nadine and Mariuccia, were awarded first and third prizes at the international flower competition Sweet Enchantment at London's Caxton Hall. Captain Francis Zammit joined the United States Navy as chaplain to the United States Marine Corps. And George Portelli won the 17 kilometres road race from Umdena to Spinola. News items with a Christmas flavour were many, like Malta's Past Rotarians Club organising a Christmas party for a Hamroon home for the elderly for the 11th year running. Tony Greck receiving an unexpected and early Christmas present, having won a colour TV in a promotional campaign. The island's youth travel circle releasing a new LP record album for Christmas called Cartolino. And among the many traders taking space in the press to send their customers good wishes at Christmas were butchers and caterers Freddie McAuliffe of Valletta, conveying cordial season's greetings to all our esteemed clients. One of the final news items of 1981 was the announcement that the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company would be performing Jack and the Beanstalk at the Manuel Theatre over Christmas and in the new year. Concluding the year musically, as you're hearing, was Sheena Easton and Cry. Sheena Easton from her 1981 album, Take My Time. That's it, folks. Another year in Malta via the memories created by ordinary people and ordinary events. Join me next week for more of the same as I begin another year, the first half of 1982. As I said, usual ingredients, people, events and music. Meantime, the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch by email, it's mikeroberts, all one word, at firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you miss, then just go to webcasts, they are all there at the click of a mouse. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.